I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, in the aftermath of massive flooding in South Carolina, waters are beginning to recede, but rescue and recovery efforts continue for people and pets. Just this week, the American Humane Association reported the rescue of 17 frightened cats that were found floating on a tabletop in 4 feet of water. More than a week ago, the AHA sent 2 50-foot animal rescue vehicles to the area as part of the National Animal Rescue and Sheltering Coalition's response to the disaster. Other members include the ASPCA, the Humane Society of the United States, the International Fund for Animals, and PetSmart Charities. They are coordinating efforts with local animal welfare groups to rescue pets and provide pet food and supplies to owners who have been stranded by the waters. Area animal shelters sustained damage, so pets have been relocated to shelters outside the area, even outside the state, as the volume of rescued animals has increased. Many of us know what it's like to live in a recovery area after a natural disaster, whether due to a flood or hurricane or tornado. It takes a lot of people pitching in and working together to get the job done. The same is true of Alabama Public Radio. The thing that keeps it going is listener support, lots of people pitching in and helping out. You're listening, so I think you must appreciate Alabama Public Radio's great programming. Maybe you count on the station's award-winning news team to keep you up to date on what is happening in your community and around the state. All of what you hear comes at a price, but the crazy thing is that you get to decide how much it's worth to you. For me, I'm a Morning Edition fan, but I do like to listen to All Things Considered in the afternoon, and I ask you, who doesn't like car talk? The fall pledge drive is happening right now. Call or go online at apr.org/give to support the programs you count on to get you through the day. All of us pitching in and working together can make a difference when we're speaking of pets and Alabama Public Radio.